You're probably thinking, what? It's not Polka Saturday. Well, sure it isn't. In my limited repertoire of polka music, you're going to be subjected to this song for a little bit. I am delighted. Thank you for joining me on the Meg Ellefson Show this morning, Hour 3. I am delighted to have joining me as a way to commemorate and recognize the 30th anniversary of the polka, Wisconsin's state dance, DJ Shotsky. Good morning, DJ, or can I call you Stacy?
You can call me Shotsky.
Okay, Shotsky.
That's fine.
All right.
good to talk to you, Meg.
Yeah, nice to talk with you too. And I gotta ask, is Shotsky actually like, you know, the liquid Shotskys? Is that what you call them when you're a polka aficionado?
Well, I mean, if you're familiar with what a Shotsky is, the sort of group activity where you take a ski, right, like a cross country ski, drill holes in it. You put little glasses in there, little shot glasses, and fill it with whatever liquid you like. And then everyone lines up along the ski and drinks from the glasses all at the same time. It's a team effort. It's a group effort. But it's a lot of fun at parties. And it's a part of a scene of a movie that's about polka music in Wisconsin that I saw when I first moved here years ago. And I always thought that was so funny. So when it came time to choose a DJ name, it all came together. It's something that's definitely memorable.
It's the best. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got a little Polish flair to it as well.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
so
right.
I guess what we'll just state is that everybody is thirsty at the same time. So they all have to drink together off the ski, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Well,
so, and I obviously checked your website out, and I'm just looking to see if I've got, oh yes. Is it just djshotsky.com?
djshotsky.com. That's a great way to connect with me and learn more about why I play polka music on the radio and in events in the community.
Well, and I'm not going to wait for people to go out to your website. Let's talk about it because it is sort of interesting. This is a compliment to you, of course. I hope you take it that way. But you're younger. I guess I wouldn't characterize you as the stereotypical polka fan, but maybe I'm way off, and you know, maybe it is something that a lot of younger people enjoy as well. But what got you into polka music?
Well, honestly, Meg, it was a COVID era hobby, you know, when a lot of my friends were staying safer at home and learning how to bake bread and learning how to sew and picking up hobbies in this, you know, that unique time. I had always wanted to be a vinyl DJ. And so I did my research and I found some turntables online and I spent a lot of time practicing playing records. How do you play records as if you're doing it at an event for your friends and having fun playing music together? And so eventually I just sort of like built up my skills and I really thought about what did I want to do for my community? What did I want to see happen in my community? And it all came down to polka music. And I had always loved polka. I didn't really grow up with polka music, but since moving to Wisconsin, it just seemed like polka music was everywhere. It was at festivals, it's at events, football games, you know, everybody knows how to roll out the barrel. And so I really thought that could be a good niche for me is to collect vintage polka records and play them for my friends. And it's really grown to be something special.
Boy, you know what, I from time to time, we have a cool vintage shop in Wausau, and from time to time, I'll pop in there, and they actually have two rooms where there are all kinds of old LPs, and I shouldn't say old, they're just all kinds of LPs, and I'm just going to keep an eye out for it, if you ever need, you know, a certain artist, well, you can just hit me up, but I'm going to keep an eye out for polka music. It never even occurred. I know. I have a very wide variety of musical tastes, and it includes polka, but I don't own any polka records, so you got me beat for sure.
Well, and it's been fun to collect, and I think that the folks at that antique store are already kind of keeping an eye out for me for polka. I think I've gotten some polka records from them before, but I've got people looking out for me all over the state. People donate records to me all the time. You know, they get them out of Grandpa's basement, and I can give the records a good home. And even if it's something that I can't play or that doesn't really fit the format of my radio show, Polka Time with DJ Shotsky, on WVMO here in Monona, Wisconsin. I trade records with other collectors too. So we all talk to each other and find those records to get home. So it's been fun to build that collection. And I really focus specifically on recordings from Wisconsin artists and polka that was recorded in the upper Midwest. And so that has been fun, is to learn so much about Wisconsin polka artists and the history and why polka has been so important to the culture of our state.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about this, because you and I are both not natives to Wisconsin. I'm originally from Minnesota. Where are you from?
I grew up in northern Indiana, but okay. I went to school in Minnesota. I went to school in Mankato.
Okay.
And I think that was probably something that planted the seed early for me on why polka is so much fun.
Well, and I mean, the reason I bring it up is it is sort of an interesting phenomenon here in Wisconsin, the love of polka. And I mean, there's some great places here that have polka celebrations from time to time here in Wausau at different establishments. And I'm curious about what kind of music were you a fan of prior to developing this love of polka?
Sure. Well, I have super eclectic taste. I'm all over the place with the kinds of music that I like. But when I was a kid, I grew up listening to a lot of easy listening music, and I listened to big band and jazz. Oh. In northern Indiana, they have, part of the history there are factories that produced brass works, brass instruments. And so I got exposed to a lot of jazz music when I was young. And so I think that between big bands and the dance bands and the polka bands that play dance band music, there's a lot of overlap in those styles of music. But really, what was appealing to me about polka is that it's really music for everybody. It's not something that you would go to a fancy, you know, orchestra hall to see. You're not going to pay $200 for a ticket to go see a polka band. You know, it's bands that are playing at the VFW and under a tent at a community festival. And it's really accessible, happy music for young and old, for everybody. Everybody's welcome when polka bands play. And that was something that I think has always made me feel like I'm a part of this community and this history that we have in Wisconsin. It's really something I think we can all connect to and find the joy in.
I agree. I think that it's something that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what your beliefs are about anything else. It's just sort of a jolly kind of tune that will bring everybody together. So can you talk a little bit about, the phenomenon known as DJ Shotsky? I know you referenced your radio show. Is that a weekly radio show in Monona?
That's right. I'm on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And it's a one-hour show. It's live show on Sunday nights, but it does get rebroadcast at radio stations all around the state, which is exciting how much that's growing. But it's a 100% vinyl show. So I just play records, and records can be kind of fussy. You know, they might skip. There's a little crackle and pop here and there, but that's part of the charm. But it's been very great to get involved at WVMO and to be a part of a community, like a city-based radio station. And it really roots you in your neighborhood and the place where you live, because you're there with all these other volunteers who are just really passionate about radio, about music, about community announcements, what's going on at City Hall, what's happening, when's the Leaf Collection, you know. So it's been so great to be a part of that. And then to make connections with other radio stations around the state. They're mostly low-power stations, you know, city and community-based stations. The most recent station that has just been added, which I'm very excited about, is WRJQ, that's based in Appleton. WRJQ, Good Time Radio, is a 100% streaming. It's all online. So shout out to Aaron Schulke, who runs that station. It's 24/7 polka. So if you like what you hear from what I play at events or what I play on the radio, you're going to love WRJQ, because it's all old-time Dutchman style, Hulerei style. I mean, it's kind of a mix, but it's mostly that Dutchman style, which is the kind of more German-influenced, the Oompa style of polka. And that's where my passion is. So that's been fun to connect with those folks as well.
So You know, I have this whole list of almost like rapid fire questions. They're just like, sure, so curious. I'm so curious about this. But
let's
start with the probably the annoying, obvious question. Have you met any Yankovics?
I don't think I've met any Yankovics. The most famous polka person I've probably met, I think, would be Jerry Volker, who's out in Dork County. Let's see. And then I met, you know, Steve Meisner, who recently passed away. That was sad to hear that news, but, you know, that Meisner legacy is there. And, you know, I'm very good friends with the folks that are in New Glarus. New Glarus, Wisconsin is very committed to their polka and all the history with Roger Bright there. And so, you know, there's vestiges of our, you know, more of my parents or my grandparents' generation of polka musicians who are still around. But no one uber famous yet.
Well, and I just sort of feel like someday you're going to meet Weird Al for sure. I mean, I know he goes beyond polka, but I'm sure, you know, he's got the, I don't know, do you call it a squeeze box or is it an accordion? I mean, I don't know.
Squeeze box is a good, that's a good umbrella term for your piano accordions, your button accordions, your concertinas, you know, all of that. But I would totally party with Weird Al. I think we'd get along great.
I think that would be super fun. In fact, I mean, I was not, when Weird Al kind of made a breakthrough, I was in the throes of raising kids, and so I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of his music. But when we moved to central Wisconsin and we moved from the Twin Cities here, Weird Al played at our fair here in central Wisconsin in Wausau. And I mean, like the whole time, I'm sure my mouth was hanging open like an idiot, but I was just like, oh my gosh, this guy is hilarious. It was just so entertaining. And I mean, he's really clever and talented. And I mean, there's a little element of, I mean, every once in a while, there's some opportunity for polka in his music.
Oh, for sure. And he's so smart. And I think that if there's anything to be learned from, you know, Weird Al Yankovic, is that just, you know, be yourself, lean into all the things that you're passionate about and that you love. And if you be yourself and put that light out there, you will attract people who get you and who understand how, you know, what makes you so unique. And I've really experienced that with this polka music thing. Cause not everybody is into polka music. Not everybody loves polka music, but my mission is to tell people that polka loves you. Like, polka already loves you. We already are a warm, welcoming bunch of people who want to have a good time. And so putting that uniqueness out there has really attracted people who get it and who want to be a part of that.
So when you talk, what a great tagline. Polka loves you. I mean, hey.
It really does.
who could argue with that? So are you familiar with, our founder of Midwest Communications, Duke Wright,
he was
big polka guy. And I'd never been to he passed away recently. He was named to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I mean, you can check him out. He's got a long history of various polka contributions to Wisconsin. But I attended his funeral a few years ago, and that was the first time I'd ever been to a funeral where they played polka music. And I don't know, have you ever encountered that?
I haven't, and I did not get to meet Mr. Wright, but his legacy certainly lives on. And he's such a great example of someone with that, you know, tenacious dedication to both polka music and to radio and the joy and the power and the importance of radio. And I do think that his legacy lives on in others. I mean, shout out to Jeff Hines.
Yep.
Jeff Hines up there and Brian with the Polka Time America broadcast up there on WSAU. I mean, people like Jeff are the ones that are keeping that going. You know, it's a steady drum beat, but I'm bumped because drummer. But, you know, he's keeping, you know, Duke's legacy going. And I realize, too, when I do this work and when I'm on the radio, that I carry on my shoulders this long legacy of extremely dedicated people. And it can be a little intimidating sometimes, but I just know that for me, it's something that I can do to contribute to polka culture and to keep this music heard in hopefully new ears and new generations of people. And I know that what I do is unique. There's, you know, being a woman in this area is also extremely unique. There's only a handful of female polka DJs in the country. I don't think I know anyone who's a woman and who's doing all vinyl. I think I'm the only one. There's cool. Heidi out in Denton, Texas is mostly vinyl. But you know, I know that that there's a legacy here that we're carrying on, and I feel the weight of that. But fortunately, I'm having so much fun that it doesn't feel that heavy.
It sort of sounds like you're having fun. You just have a happy sound in your voice. So you said you grew up or you were raised in Indiana. When is your family surprised by your embracing of polka, or are they just kind of like, oh, that's Stacy for you?
They're all, oh, that's Stacy. No one is surprised by this. In fact, I have such amazing outpouring of support from friends and family. I have cheerleaders who are absolutely cheering me on. And I think that, like I said, when you put that light out there, you'll attract positive support. And the people who are supporting me are the ones that are, you know, they text me after a radio show, or they show up to my events, or they support me in so many ways. And I think they see that this is a happy undertaking, and that it's a unique thing that needs that, you know, those positive messages. So, you know, I feel so blessed to have those friends and family that they just get it and they think it's great.
Okay. So your show, Polka Time, it's, you know, I'm reading this, specializes in Dutchman style recordings. All right. Does that mean they wear wooden clogs? What's Dutchman style? What does that mean? That's a little joke.
Right. So polka is a really big umbrella term for music, and polka is very global. That's sort of oompa music that's very global. It could be, you know, anything from Norteño in Mexico or Zydeco in, you know, Cajun country, or Jewish klezmer music. There's Polish polka, there's Czechoslovakian polka, and then there's more of the German style polka. And I am most attracted to the more German influence. That's why they call it Dutchman, or like Deutschman style. And that is really rooted in, you said you were from Minnesota. Uh-huh. This is Minnesota land territory. There's a type of music that sometimes they call, you know, old time hoorai, or the New Ulm sound. So you think about New Ulm, Minnesota, uh-huh, that area, that just rich farmland in there, you know, New Ulm, Hutchinson, Minnesota, you know, north of Mankato, that area was kind of the beating heart of a particular sound of polka music. And so that's the stuff that I like the most. And I try to specialize in that. And as those musicians, you know, like the Six Fat Dutchmen and Elmer Scheid, as they started to travel and spent more time in Wisconsin, the influence of their sound influenced more musicians in our area. That kind of led, you know, was a contributor of a huge mix of music from European immigrants. And, you know, all of these immigrants and children of immigrants who were, you know, sharing these tunes that reminded them of the old country. Right. And it just kind of kept evolving and evolving, and it became the party music that we have today.
All right. So, I'm looking at the clock, tick tock. I can't believe time flies when you're having fun with DJ Shotsky. And I frequently go over a little bit just because it's so fun. But so do you play anything on your show besides polka?
I try to stick to polka sometimes, and I think that what's coming up soon on April 21st, on Sunday evening from 6 to 8, on the 21st, that's going to be the day that the bill to make polka our state dance was actually enrolled.
Cool.
And so WVMO is going to be doing a vinyl-thon, you know, 48-hour marathon of vinyl records, and my show from 6 to 8 is going to be 100% Wisconsin polka artists, and then from 7 to 8, it's going to be all Wisconsin-themed songs. And so I think it's all going to be polka, but there will be a few songs in there that are they might be a little waltzy or a little easy listening or a little cabaret, but they're all going to be about Wisconsin. So it'll be kind of polka adjacent, but I'm really looking forward to putting that show together and just having a 2-hour celebration of what's great about Wisconsin.
Okay. So I know this is probably like asking if you have a favorite child, but do you have any, I won't say a favorite, because come on, who does? I mean, how can you just have one? But are there any favorite songs or favorite artists that pop out? Of course, you know, me and Yankovic, that's about my limited repertoire.
Well, I think if I could give a shout out to one particular artist, I think it would be Romy Gaz. Romy Gaz plays a bohemian style polka music. He was based, I think he's from Manitowoc, but based really mostly in Milwaukee. And Romy's music is just, it's not quite oompa, but it's just beautiful music. It's all very light and perky. And I try to play one of his songs on every single radio show. In fact, I heard directly from the governor himself that Romy Gaz played at Governor Tony Evers' wedding, which is amazing to think about too. And it's just, it's such beautiful, happy, light music that it's irresistible. So I can't have a favorite, but I definitely play a Romy Gaz song on every show.
All right. Well, and I guess if you picked a favorite, then all the other artists would be jealous. But okay, so so speaking of governors, I know you recently interviewed Governor Tommy Thompson. That must have been fun to talk about polka.
It was so fun. He joined me in the WVMO studios and shared his recollections of the ceremonial bill signing in Pulaski, Wisconsin, in 1994. And he was so charming, and he told such wonderful stories about that event and literally dancing in the streets, and how the kernel of the inspiration to make polka our state law came from elementary school students who put together a petition from the Lindbergh Elementary School and took it to the state capitol, you know, second grader civic engagement right there, and said, hey, legislators, can we make polka our state dance? And so in like a rare bipartisan agreement, everybody got together and said, this is a great idea. They danced in the aisles, they passed the law, and Governor Tommy Thompson signed it. And I'm so glad we get to celebrate the 30th anniversary of our state dance this month.
I wonder if they also sipped at the same time off of a ski. That's, you know, do you think? I doubt that
maybe
they
we'll
did
do that.
That.
Maybe we'll do that now. I don't know if they did that in 1994, but but I wouldn't be opposed to that now.
Yeah, well, so Stacy, again, DJ Shotsky, your website and just information again about your show on Sundays.
Yeah, djshotsky.com. I have a lovely newsletter that I send out once a week to talk about what's coming up on my show. That's on WVMO 98.7, the coolest little station in the nation, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. You can stream it online.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say streaming. Okay, and just for you, I pulled up some Romy just for you, so hopefully you recognize it. But thank you so much for joining me. What a great way to spend the morning is listening to polka. You've inspired me to play some more of that in my bumper music.
Thanks so much, Meg, for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. All right, on that polka-y note, going to a break. 10:30 News is up next, followed by your calls on the other side. Hey, you have a favorite polka song? You have a story about polka that you'd like to talk about? You can share that as well. 715-845-2155 on The Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.